Smaller, the patch would be smaller, Andy.
Okay. What sort of work do you have to do with raising cotton?
Well, you have to, after you plant it and come up, you cultivate it, plow it, then you chop it.
What do you mean chop it?
You take a hoe and go through it and thin it out, block it out.
What sort of grass grows up in the cotton field?
The grass. Well, we chop that grass out, then the plow come on behind it and plow, wrap that up.
What kind of grass would that be?
I don't know.
What different kinds of plows were there?
And what kind of?
What different kinds?
What different kinds of plows did people have?
Well, they call it, some of them they call it John Deere, and I don't know what all they, it's a turning plow.
Uh-huh.
The way horses and mules to walk in.
What would you call two mules hitched up together?
Yeah, when you be plowed. Just say double, it's a double team.
Uh-huh. What's something that had little teeth in it that would break up the ground finer than a plow would?
That's a horror.
Were there different kinds of horrors?
Yeah, some made like sharp that was wide out here and go in sharp and have teeth drove through that wood.
Mm-hmm. Were there different names for the different kinds?
I don't remember. I just hear them say horror.
Uh-huh. When you're plowing, the trench that the plow cuts is called the...
The middle, I think.
Any other name for it?
No.
What about the furrow?
Yeah, they call it a furrow.
When you're plowing with two horses, did you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, then one, when you, they walk in the middle.
Uh-huh. Well, the one on the left, does he have a special name?
I don't remember.
Did y'all have chickens?
Yeah.
Where did you keep them?
Well, they run around in the yard. And then sometime we'd pin them. We had a little call a hen out in the evening. We'd pin them in it.
What did you have to put the mother hen and the baby chicks in?
Well, we had a coop we put them under.
What did that look like?
Well, they just build something like a little house. They come up that way.
And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
We put a china egg in. We put grass in there, and then we put a china egg in there.
Did that work?
Put an egg in there.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
When she go on there, we say she's going to lay.
If she stays on it, she'd be...
Oh, she's going to sit.
So she'd be a what? What would you call a hen like that?